views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
There is a creational energy in this world we use to make important choices, to manifest greater, to do good, and to buy stuff. That's right. I'm talking dollars, cash, green, money. Is your bank account in a melodious momentum? Or is that cash fund not for fun at all? This is Money Momentum Radio with your host, Karen Baines. And this show will absolutely reshape your relationship with money and teach you how to draw it to you, doing things you love and living the life that makes you shout, "I love money!" With real-world tips on how to take your personal wealth from maybe enough to a vast reservoir with the power to bring you more of anything you want. What is money momentum? It's the best life you've ever lived. It's the life you've dreamed of. It's Money Momentum Radio with Karen Baines, starting right now.
Oh boy, guess who's here?
Hey there, how you doing? Happy New Year, Pat.
Hey, Karen Baines. Yeah. Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you, my darling.
Look, this is a fabulous show for a lot of reasons. But before we move right into the topic, I want to make sure folks know out of the gate that what you do is you work with people about the creation energy of what that is that we want to manifest, whether it's good, whether it's not good. But more importantly, you've taken it to the next level and brought this energy into the material world, because inevitably that's where we go, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Because you think about, oh man, I wish I had a car. Well, you can then go buy the car, right? Mm-hmm. Or you save up to buy the car. And so that's the thing that we're talking about here today in the show that we are calling, ready? Show me the money. Show me the money. Famous line, Benny, I'm sure you're all over it. Famous line from the Jerry Maguire movie. And we remember the line, but we don't always remember what Jerry Maguire had to transform from, then to, then the awakening, then from, then to, then the money. And isn't that what we're talking about today? It's not just one thing and saying, show me the money. And then we're complaining about every aspect of money in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. You got to have conviction. If everybody can just cast their minds back to that amazing movie and that moment in that movie, and even the energy of the movie changed in that moment where Jerry's on the call with Rod Tidwell, and Rod Tidwell's in his kitchen and he's boogieing and dancing and he's trying to get Jerry on board with show me the money. And it wasn't until the very end of that where he had Jerry screaming it down the phone, literally screaming it, show me the money. But that right there was the conviction that was required to make the energetic shift into the beginning of that amazing journey that those guys went on throughout that film.
And you know what I love about that, Karen? Can you talk to this? Mm-hmm. I think everybody on the planet can recognize that he really wasn't all in at that moment, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. He didn't even really want to be on the phone. You know, he could see all those red lights flashing and disappearing gradually as Rod wouldn't let him get off the phone, you know, but the only way he was going to get off that phone was to have that conviction. But he used his voice in that moment, probably without even realizing the power behind it. He actually physically used his voice in the physical world. He grounded it with his voice, that energy. And that's what's so important. When you talk about I think you mentioned manifesting, and I want a car, I go and buy a car. That's a physical thing. It's a physical thing that we want to bring into our very physical world. And the only way to do that is to ground this energy in a very physical way. And Jerry did it through his physical voice. Yeah. Okay, it's one of the ways you can do it. Certainly not the only way, but one of the ways.
And what I love about that is almost always, and I'm not saying always, because I'm quite an introvert, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was sharing this with somebody over the weekend, and they're like, you are not. And I'm like, I really am. Mm-hmm. My Myers-Briggs is so far on the INFP scale, the I, that I almost got removed from my corporate position. And they had me take the test 3 times. You know, the consultants came in. Mm-hmm. And they and every time I was in, you know, like the bell-shaped curve, you know, mm-hmm, like over here at the end of the bell, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where we say the millionaire people are. Just thought I'd throw that in. I was over there and my boss was like, she can't do this job. She can't report to the president. And the consultants had to sit my boss as the veins in her neck were just exploding. And they had to explain to her about that. So people like me, when we express ourselves, like on a show like this, we are all in.
Mm-hmm.
We are
absolutely
all in.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, you work with people all over the world, Karen. And, you know, yeah. I got to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you, I was like, wait a minute. Are we really going to do a money show? Are we going to do like a make-believe money show, like pseudo money show? Like, are we going to work with Karen? And are we really going to? And I remember the first time we talked and we're picking the show name. And I was like, yeah, Money Momentum. And I thought my both fingers were crossed, mm-hmm. like my fingers, my legs, right? And I thought, she's not going to change it, please. She's not going to change it, please. She's not going to change it, please. Because why are we beaten around the bush? Is it hard for us to take those first steps? What happens with us? Are we too busy complaining about what we don't have? Are mm-hmm. we? Are we complaining about the situation we're in, the job we're in, what's happening here, what's happening there? What is it that's hitting us that you can help us flip the switch?
I think you just hit the nail on the head. Many of us, if we're really honest with ourselves, and you've got to be, you can BS, well, you can BS yourself, but you can't BS the universe, right? So
no.
Just take a moment right now and just really get honest with yourself and say, well, you know, how much of my time do I spend whining and whinging and complaining and moaning about how crap my life is? Like, really? Get really honest with yourself, because if that is what you're spending your time doing, if you've got that little mind monster in your head constantly telling you all the reasons why this hasn't happened, this can't happen, that's not going to change, this is always going to be the same, then that's actually one of the places you can absolutely start to make changes right now that are going to have a massive impact. If you can just commit to that one small change, to just catch yourself, acknowledge it, don't beat yourself up about it, just acknowledge it and say, okay, well, fine, but I'm changing this, and flip it. Just flip it and say something more positive. Like, okay, well, yeah, just because my bank account sucked at the end of last month, what can I do to change that this month? What could I do right now to go out and change that one small thing? And that could just literally be, I don't know, going and adding $1.11 to your monthly credit card payment. Just that one small thing to align, if you will, with what you say you really want.
Yeah.
Commit, be all in, but you can start by just changing the patterns and the talks that you have with yourself. Like, make a stand and say, do you know what? I'm not going to complain today, not to anybody out loud. You know, maybe you just start there. If you can't, if your mind is so full of that negative inner talk, then make a stand and say, you know what, today I'm not going to verbalize negativity to anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and start there.
Yeah. I mean, what we're talking about here is, and this is important in the conversation today about show me the money. And the reason it's important, Karen, is because as we move into the energy of this year, a lot of people say, I don't know what I have to step out and accelerate and do. Because I got an email from one of our listeners not too long ago who basically said, you know, hey, Dr. Pat, look, I heard you talk about accelerating this and that, but I can't get there. And I emailed her back and I said, look, this has been for me, especially if we're just talking about the radio network and nothing else. I said, look, this has been ongoing for all of us here to change, absolutely change the energy of who we are. And if we don't, as a team, change in energy, and I'm going back like 5 or 6, actually 10 years. This is our 10th year anniversary, Karen. And I go back 10 years and I can recall all the people that said to me, you are out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You want to create a positive what? And you want to build technology that does what? Why bother doing that? Nobody is doing that. And if I took that all in and was willing to compromise on my values and my standard, how long does one get to stay in the game of abundance, prosperity, and show me the money? I want to talk with you about that. The notion of compromising and complaining is a compromise, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's devaluing your experience.
Ugh.
And when you devalue your experience, you're devaluing yourself, you're devaluing your innate gifts. And when you devalue yourself, the universe says yes to that, because that's all the universe can do is say yes, and you will be devalued.
Yeah. Let's take a short break, because when we come back, we're going to talk with Karen, of course, the host of Money Momentum, about what it is she is doing for the energy of 2020 to help the people that are out there and have done their work. They have done their work, but something is happening which is causing them to fall back on an old pattern. Complaining is one aspect of it. There are several others. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does intention mean and how do you create a cycle of positive intention. And when we come back, I'm going to share a study that was done about comparing negative and positive words. That's it. Karen Baines, show me the money, Money Momentum. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh man, I'm telling you, that is the sound of all in. That's the sound of all in. This is Money Momentum with Karen Baines. I get to hang out with Karen. Karen, before we hop off, we're going to talk about intention and a whole bunch of other things. But I want folks to know how to work with you, how they could take their own money momentum assessment, and how, no matter what's going on with them, this can be changed, right or no?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Like, I wouldn't be sitting with you right now if I didn't 100%, 150, 200% believe that. Like, seriously, I wouldn't. Yeah, anyone can check me out on my website, www.soulwhispers.uk. You can go over there right now and you can book in your money momentum assessment. It'll take you through a process and I'll get right back to you and give you some feedback on what I can perceive. Because sometimes when you're in it, when you're in the thick of it, it's difficult to figure it out.
Can't see it.
You can't see the wood for the trees. That's why I so believe in coaching, because I really genuinely believe that our coaches help us see the stuff that we can't see. And some of the most amazing coaches I know continue to have coaches, you know, so we're able to see things from a different perspective. And when you're in it, and it can feel like you're drowning. So absolutely, you can go ahead and do that there. I'm also going to be, I'm excited to share with you that I'm going to be running a 3-day challenge at the end of this month. Yeah. So if anybody wants to come and join me, if they're on Facebook and they want to come and hang out there live with me for those, and we'll be talking about all the things you can do, the different aspects, what I call the three commodities that you have available at your very fingertips. And with just two of those commodities, you can change your life.
Can we tell people your Facebook page? Because I want to get over there. I want to know when you're going to do it, because I want to do this. Because we're starting our crowdfunding, and I had a vision about what our crowdfunding number was going to be. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine said to me, that's just your out-of-control Sagittarius nature. And I took it in, Karen.
Oh, you didn't.
I'm fixing it.
Good, damn straight. Well, you can find me on Facebook at Karen Baines Conscious Creation Coach. And if you go find me right there, I'm going to be talking. I do a lot of talking live. It's one of my favorite things to do. But I'm going to be talking over the coming weeks about how you can come and join me in a group. There'll be play sheets and there'll be action steps that I'm going to want you to take. And we're going to have an absolute blast. The last time we did it, we made some amazing steps forward with some amazing people, and we had an absolute blast, and people were creating new things left, right and center. It really was a whole lot of fun. So
Well, I'm over there now, and I just want to make sure everybody has it, because if you put Karen's name in, I want to spell it for you, for everybody. It's Karen Baines, b-a-i-n-e-s, and then what'll come up is Conscious Creation Coach. Go ahead and check that out. Many of us have done that already, but I really encourage you to do it. Now, can I ask you a question before we hop off?
Yeah,
this group, when you said it's a 3-day challenge,
yeah.
Do you mind if I ask you more about that?
No, go right ahead.
Yeah, because I want to know how I get in that.
Right. Well, there's going to be, I think it's already been shared today. If not, okay. It will be shared in the next 24 hours.
All right.
Because I know like our time difference is a bit crazy. So there will be a link where you can sign up for the challenge. And there's a whole bunch of details on there. And I will also make sure that you guys at the show have got the link so you can put it right in the Transformadial Radio Facebook page that you've got so that people can come and hang out from there too. And it'll give you a whole bunch of information about what we're going to be doing. And we're going to be focusing on what I call alignment and the three commodities. The three commodities of alignment, which are money, time, and you. And all the stuff I talk about around intention setting and baby steps and, of course, money momentum, consistency, commitment. In those few days, we're going to be exploring all these different things from those different perspectives. Because if you've just got one of those out of alignment and you don't realize it, it can be completely like derailing, derailing your experience,
your
money momentum.
You know, it's really interesting, and I want to talk about this because we're talking about intention now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I read about what you're about to share with us has to do with intention, time frame, and what you'll spend on it. Mm-hmm. And okay, so I've taken a little bit of grief here with my team a little bit.
All right.
And part of that is because somehow intuitively, I really got a sense as a team that before our expansion is finished, literally, we are like right around the corner from the program being finished. We had to get a sense of time and time frame for things. So I've got both of my producers now filling out calendars on this is my day. This is what I do. This is how long it takes. Because as a business owner for me, I can have an intention, Karen, that says, yep, I know we're going from three channels to 10. And then I'm thinking I could do that like all at one time. And guess what? Don't have the resources to do it. So mm-hmm. How far down the rabbit hole do we go when we set intentions? How far is too far to think about, oh, let's set the intention, let's set the time frame, and then, oh, this is how it's going to happen. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually really important because what happens is if you set a time frame that's too far out of range, it's really difficult to energetically connect with it. Right? Because your ego kind of gets in the way and says, well, I want to do this, but I don't have time to do it. So it's really important that we set realistic time frames around our intentions. It's like you want to, don't get me wrong here, you really want to daydream. You really want to daydream and be all in. And like I love working. I mean, you can have like a 5-year goal, but I don't think that you can really engage with the passion of it unless you bring it into, say, a 1-year time frame. Like, where do I want to be this time next year?
Yeah.
Right? And then you can really sort of play with it and feel into it and get excited about it. But then what you want to do, once you know where you want to be in a year, you want to do what I call chunking it down. You want to chunk it down. Okay, so you can, like, I use time frames with my clients. 3-month time frames are fabulous.
Yeah.
Because what happens is every time you want to go to the next level, it's going to take what I call like a 3 to 5 month time frame to really ground what I call a vibrational shift. So a vibrational shift grounded is when you've actually, you are experiencing something different in your life to what you were 3 to 5 months previously.
Yeah.
Until you've got something different in your experience, like tangibly different, Like when I'm working with my entrepreneurs, a new income level, for example.
Right.
Right. 3 to 5 months it will take to ground that as sustainable. So you wow. want to have your, you want to have your, like have your dream, your year, like go with a year, but then you want to chunk it down into 3 month time frames. Yeah. And you can almost reverse engineer it. Okay. But 3 to 5 months is a really powerful, I don't know why, it just is a really powerful time frame. I mean, if you think about the seasons, like a nature, there are like these 3 month cycles that are just really a really natural way that things seem to move around, you know. And so that 3 months, what it does is it gives us a blocked out amount of time that our egos are almost comfortable with us to play with, because our ego's not going to say, well, you don't have time to do that. 3 months, that's doable. You can, you, a conscious creator can change a lot in 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not too close that it doesn't feel doable. It's not so far out that we can't tangibly engage with the energy of it. And most importantly, that's how long it takes to ground a shift, a minimum of 3 months of momentum, consistency, momentum. And what that looks like is changing those habits and making those small baby steps towards that which we say we want, right? So that's where this whole thing around intention becomes so powerful.
Right. But I want to ask you this.
All in.
Yeah, let's talk about this too, because what we're saying is, if we don't have a time frame. So here's a little known fact about me, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about it when we come back. And I think we're going to skip the last break. What people don't know about me, and I don't even think Jessica knows this. Linda knows it.
Oh, my God. We've got scoop here, Pat.
But there's something about me and my background and career that people don't know about me. And because of that, right, a lot of times when I recommend a process or this before this, there's no sense of it, right? Why? Because when we come back, what is the communication vehicle around all of this? It is to show me the money, right? Mm-hmm. But what is the communication vehicle? When is too soon for an idea? And how do we hold ourselves in check? And dare I say this next word, accountable. Mm-hmm. Accountable for our own change. Ooh, that gave me like a hot flash. All right. Let's take a short break. When we come back, Karen is going to take us on a journey as we get from, how do we get from those 3 months, right? How do we get from there to stepping on a pathway, as I like to call it, the slide and glide of money. As Benny will tell you, one of my famous quote/sayings was, I am slap happy to the bank. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
That's an old school song, Benny.
Yeah, it really is, right?
That's old school.
Yeah,
I mean,
lizards.
That was a bit of ABBA.
The Flying Lizards, if you remember.
Yeah, that. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Today's show is about Show Me the Money. Here's what I'd like to do for everybody out there that's listening. I think you all have heard us talk about the energy of this year. What we haven't talked about is what Karen's talking about, and that is the alignment that has to happen inside of you. And sometimes it's hard to adjust that which is inside, and you have to sometimes do something on the outside to get the ball rolling. But this is about money. Money is the pathway to new possibilities. And we're going to talk about that now. But before we do, Karen, let's talk about two things. One, Facebook, how people can get you there, but also how people can work with you. Because I'll tell you what I'm hearing from our listeners. The energy is so ginormous this year mm-hmm. that the idea of prioritizing and putting something together is really daunting. So would you tell folks how they can work with you on that?
Yep, they can absolutely sign up for my challenge. I really do think that that would be a great place to start, because I'm going to be hanging out live, giving like tutorials every day and action steps people can take. New, energetically aligned action steps. And they're the most important ones, because if your action steps are energetically misaligned, you create more misalignment. Okay, and money is just a happy byproduct of alignment. That's all it is. That's all it is. But you've got to get your ducks in a row. And at this time of year, I'm hearing it from a lot of people. Some people not only don't have their ducks in a row, they don't even know where their freaking ducks are. They can't even find their ducks, let alone get them in a row. So what we want to do is we want to call those little happy quackers in, and we want to get them all lined up so that people can really take on not just 2020, not even just this decade, Dr. Pat, but
right.
the rest of their lives,
right?
You know,
right.
because there's a lot of reflection going on. at the moment. Yeah. It happens at the beginning of every year, but particularly this year, I've had people saying to me, oh my God, I remember the millennium year. And if I'm honest, not a lot has changed in my life. Not a lot has changed in my life. And that's like 20 years gone, right?
Yeah.
Got to start making changes now. Time happens. It's the one constant thing, isn't it? Is time.
It is.
And we've got to get a hold of that and make sure that our time is aligned.
You know, the age-old discovery about what we really control. And I got this from Viktor Frankl, reading Viktor Frankl, his fantastic book. I mean, this is a dude that was in a concentration camp. And when you read his book and how he kept a positive outcome in a concentration camp, and I read that book and it was given to me by somebody. So, okay, you probably could gather that. Why would somebody give me Viktor Frankl's book? Well, they're saying, dude, you got to change this. Mm-hmm. And as I read the book and I read it the first time and I cried, I really did, because it hit a woundedness in me that I discovered. But these wounded aspects of who we are not going to open up the pathway to new possibilities. They're going to close it, mm-hmm. right? They're going to close it. They're going to help squeeze down, right, the energy of mm-hmm. things. And mm-hmm. so I want to ask you about this idea of money being the pathway to new possibilities, because it really does tie in our previous conversation about intention, about no complaining, no whining, and why that is a thing, right? Because money is energy too, isn't it?
Money is absolutely energy. Money is, everything's energy. We know this. Everything is energy. But money is creational energy. It's creational energy that is manifested at a physical level. And what I mean by that is we can touch it, feel it, taste it. We can smell it, you know. I know we live in a digital age. But money is something that we can grab a hold of and see and feel, that we exchange for things that we value or experiences that we value that we want to bring into our lives. It's a physical thing. Even if we want to buy an experience like going to a show or going on a trip, we want to take our physical body and put ourselves into that. And we do that because we want to experience more. We want to experience our own potential in a different space, with a different thing, with different people. Possibility. The possibility of our own potential. And money enables us to do that. In fact, in the century that we live in, it's absolutely crucial. There's nothing, there's very little out there that you can add to your own experience without having to swap it for the green. It's the way it is. I mean, everybody knows money can't buy you love, right? Everyone knows that song. I actually heard it on the radio this morning. It's
yeah.
great. Danny, where's that song? But yeah, everybody knows that. But honestly, in order to live an abundant, amazing experience, money really does allow us to do that. Money is our friend.
Yeah. And by the way, this is not a new idea, right? I mean, you can go as far back as you can go since the first written words or documents or pictures or whatever they are. It was in a different form then. Maybe mm-hmm. I give you one stone and you give me a cow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But we're talking about the exchange of something. And that's really part of this. So in that clip, show me the money, right? It wasn't show me the money. And there's a reason he made him repeat it. Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, if folks don't really know why that character made Jerry Maguire repeat it over and over and over again. There's a very good reason. And that reason also has to do with whether or not the universe is going to believe you and what you really want, right? Right, Karen? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Again, we're back to this whole thing around conviction.
Oh, boy.
But for those of you that don't know the movie, I mean, really, have you been living under a stone? And if you don't know the movie, give yourself a treat and go watch the movie.
Yeah.
But if you remember that specific clip and the build-up to that famous show me the money scene, Rod was walking around his apartment and he's saying, Jerry, I got bills to pay. I got ants crawling up my wall. I got bills to pay. Reebok aren't showing me the money. They're not showing me the love. Da 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 da. And these were the things he was saying over again. But when Jerry was coming back at him with,
I'm sure you've heard
show
Tom
me the
Brady.
Money, Rod was like, that's not going to cut it, man. Yeah. I can tell by the energy in your voice that that's not going to cut it. There's no emphasis. There's no real belief. There's no power. There's no power there. And that's what the universe reacts off of as well, is your real belief and conviction that no more am I going to have ants crawling up my wall. No more am I going to struggle to pay my bills. No more is this going to be my experience, because I value me and my experience and that of my family, that I want more, not just tomorrow, not just next year, next decade, but for the rest of my life, because I am an infinite being in a body, and that is what I am here for. That is what the universe wants for me. And that is why that conviction is so powerful. If you look back on your last year alone, and you have got anything that you're not happy about,
or oh,
you're
my God.
Less than, then you've got to let that go now.
Yeah.
Like, stop beating yourself up about it. Stop yeah. whinging and complaining and whining about it, and say, right, you know what? My past does not dictate my future. My money habits and my money talk from the last year and all the years before do not dictate what's coming for me in 2020. And then you make a plan of action, you set an intention, you get your accountability if that's what you need. You hang out with people that don't whinge, whine, and complain all the time. You catch yourself when you're doing that. You set new intentions and you make new habits. You get things in the calendar. This is going to change by the end of next week. What am I going to do about it? And, you know, one of the most powerful things you can do is actually verbalize it, just like Jerry did to Rod, to actually say to somebody else, you know what? I've had enough of this now. And I am holding myself accountable to the universe by saying to you right now that no more am I going to do that. And if you catch me doing that old behavior, call me out on it. Call me out on it. And I'm going to hold myself accountable to the universe and to you by saying that by this time next week, I'm going to have done that task that is going to take me one step closer to where I say I want to be. And yeah. I'm going to do that. And accountability is really powerful.
It's super powerful. You know, all of us bring childhood stuff forward with them, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We all have our thing.
We've all got our thing.
We got our thing. But there's a thing that I think we have our own thing, and it's personal. I come from a family where my dad lied so much. He lied about telling me that I would have a horse in Catholic boarding school. I mean, so ask me what you think my hot button is.
What's your hot button, Pat?
People lying to me,
mm-hmm.
right? And even, not even just lying, but alluding. So what do you think I studied for 10 years in this doctoral program.
Uh-huh.
Consequences ahead, of broken promises.
Mm-hmm.
And years.
Wow.
Won awards. Postdoctorate won awards. It was so therapeutic, but I was so depressed afterwards because I discovered so much about this topic. But here's the thing that we do. We lie to ourselves.
Being out of integrity.
We lie.
Yeah.
We lie. And I want to ask you this, and I know you're going to take care of it in the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
There's an illusion we have. Here it is. You ready?
Yep, go.
We own the illusion that if I whine and complain about somebody, like if I whine and complain about my job, if I whine and complain about my friends, if I whine and complain about my football team, if I whine and complain about, you know, a radio host, we have the illusion that they don't feel it, that the energy doesn't get there. And then all of a sudden, some weird stuff starts to happen, right?
Yeah.
Then it's like your best friend shows up and it's like, don't talk to me. I mean, this is an energy that if we don't keep this in check and all of us become Viktor Frankls, you might as well, now this is me, not you, you might as well forget that $5,750 and this is it. $5,750,500 is what I saw in my vision. Forget it if you don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But the work you do isn't that to help people see those things that are causing them misalignment, because if they are aligned, the money will just show up.
Yeah.
Excelsior.
Mm-hmm. It will. It will. It is a consequence. Money is just a consequence of alignment. So when you've got your habits in check, like just whining and complaining and moaning about your neighbor next door, or even like every time someone cuts you up in traffic, like if you just stop doing that, saying it out loud, you're changing habits. You're just making small course trajectory changes towards that which you say you want, that five million plus that you're talking about.
5,750,500.
5,750,500. And I mean, I hope you've got that on post-it notes all around your apartment.
Oh my God. It is like imprinted. It is imprint. But the minute you say it, we have the great listeners on the planet, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Karen Baines, everybody. We got them. They're like email. Do you know when I mentioned it a couple of days ago or a week ago, they remembered the number. And they're like, yeah, not only are you going to get. So here's what I want to ask you in a couple of minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps are important.
Yeah.
But sometimes the baby steps are not doing something new. Perhaps it's stopping doing something old. Can you just tell us how important that is? Because that's part of the alignment creation that you do.
Yeah, it really is. Our old habits, the things that we do that aren't in alignment, they are part of our old vibration, our old self. So let's say, one of my old habits, this is a scoop for you guys, was to listen to the news every morning on breakfast TV for about 2 hours before I got my day started. And can you just imagine what that looked like? I gave up doing that. It's a year and a half ago now. Not last summer, but the summer before, I made a conscious choice that no longer was I going to subject myself to listening to the drivel and the negativity that was pouring out the TV set at that time in the morning, because it was not doing me any good at all. I was embodying it, and I was taking that stuff into the day with me every single day. I was choosing to allow that to penetrate me. And then I was going and coaching clients, right? How could I possibly be my best self? How could I possibly be the optimal version of me and coach people on their stuff and their money while I was doing that? So you just make one small change, and it created a huge impact on my life, because in order to change that habit, I had to stop what I was doing and do something else.
That's right.
So instead of doing that, I would go out in my garden, which I love. It was the beginning of one of the best summers we've ever had in the UK that year. So it was almost like God interacted with me and gave me the best summer. I became a vibrational match for the best summer in the UK of my entire life. And whilst I was doing that, I was watching the birds flying around in my garden. I was embodying nature. I was getting new, what I call downloads, and I was interacting with the universal energy of what I wanted. Okay, just by changing that small habit, I was getting new insights on what else I could do and how to coach my clients and what to bring into the day, more ideas about what my alignment looked like. Instead of listening to somebody talking about President Trump and Brexit, which is generally what they're talking about over and over again. So just changing these small habits. I mean, I'm not going to lie, that was quite a big habit. But even if you've got something like, you know, everyone's like sets New Year's resolutions, don't they, at this time of year? It's like, I want to, like, just drinking more water. You know, everyone knows that that's good for us, but it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. If that's been something you've been saying to yourself for some time and you're still not doing it, you're drinking the coffee instead. You're actually out of integrity with yourself.
Yeah.
You're saying over and over again, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that. If you said that to somebody else and then they saw you 2 months later and they're like, hey, Karen, did you change that habit of yours of drinking all that coffee every day and you're drinking more water? And you're saying no. And so, oh, okay, well, maybe next month. Yeah, all right, then. Next month you go, oh, no, I said, you're going to get to a stage where that person is going to know without even asking whether you've given up that habit or not.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing to yourself over and over again by saying, I'm going to change this, and not changing it, staying in the old vibration. And that is what will impact on your experience and hold you back. It's keeping you out of alignment. And you're out of integrity, and your soul doesn't trust you to make the changes. Your ego knows that it can derail you at any point in your experience.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And nothing will change.
No, not only will it not change, and I know we got about 30 seconds left, we will create some nasty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not know that we actually created it. Because I've done that. I know what that's like. Karen, thank you so much. Show me the money. Please give out your website, Facebook, all of the above one more time. Thank you so much.
My website, www.soulwhispers.uk. Come over there and do your money momentum assessment. That in and of itself, even if you don't speak to me directly, it's so powerful, so powerful. Or come and hang out with me on Karen Bain's Conscious Creation Coach on my business page on Facebook, where I'm going to be sharing with you all about the challenge that I've got coming up to help you with your money momentum alignment for the beginning of 2020 and beyond. And we start that on the 28th of this month. So it's coming in fast. It's coming in fast.
Yeah.
Buckle up, buttercups.
Well, and because the energy is coming in fast. If you're not going to cut your losses energetically and figuratively, they're just going to come with you. Karen Baines, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. We will be right back.
Thank you for listening to Money Momentum with Karen Baines. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Your money is your choice. Choose to honor your gifts and watch as the universe rewards you. Money is a human creative energy, and we can use it for anything at all. Are you choosing your dreams or someone else's? The only way to open that flow and unleash your momentum is by using your gifts to do what you love. Be sure to listen next week for more ways to choose the energy you want to attract and how to make that money into more money for you to have a rocking good time. For more information about Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhisperers.uk.